CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Good morning. Day two without Adam in the building. I think it was all right yesterday. I mean, I have no feedback just yet, so fingers crossed today goes just as well. We actually have a jam-packed show for you today. We've got Taste Test Tuesday. It's that Tech Talk as well before nine. That's later on today. I'm also catching up with Anne Harvey from Lifeblood Australia just before 6:30, so we'll get all the details from that. Today in history, dog news is all making a comeback. Obviously, word sandwich, song snag, trivia troll, all our favourite games we like to play in the morning. And we'll also be talking with Emma from the who's organising the High Tea fundraiser this weekend for Warrawea Women's Shelter. So, yeah, it's full on today.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
It is indeed Taste Test Tuesday.
Yummy.
Yes, okay, let's get to it. I would play some fancy music in the background, but I don't know where Adam saved that file, so thanks for that, Ads. All right, this morning I am tasting a bit woo-woo, to be honest, not going to lie. An adaptogen elixir this morning. It's a little glass bottle. I've just got some details here. It's to help fight stress. So I thought it would be handy for a busy lifestyle like my own. Helps you calm the chaos, bring back your sparkle, bright eyes. Yeah, good for you and good for the earth. 100% recyclable glass bottle. It does say not to shake. Already messed up because I did just shake it. Whoops. All right, I am going to give it a good twist open. Oh, okay. Smells fruity. Okay, let's have a little bit of a guzzle, hey? Not bad. Tastes like a really mini kombucha. I can't see the colour. I think it's pink because it's in a dark glass. Refreshing. Very refreshing. And, yeah, yummy.
Yummy.
Tick of approval for me. Let's just see if I feel less stressed today. Maybe the shakes won't be as dominant today. How do you combat stress? Joining me now, I've got Anne Harvey from Lifeblood Australia on the line. She is the group account manager for Tasmania to talk all things donating blood. Good morning, Anne. I would love to know, why is now such an important or great time to donate blood?
Oh, it's a really fantastic time because we currently have what we're calling our True Colours campaign. So when you go in and donate, you can get one of our fabulous coloured bandages created by an amazing artist. We've actually got six amazing artists. And, you know, people say that people wearing a blood donation bandage, they're seen as generous and healthy and all that sort of thing. So now you can sport a really beautiful coloured one until the 14th of November.
Oh, wonderful. That means when I come back in, I think I'm booked in on the 5th. That means I'm going to get a True Colours bandage.
You will, and you can choose from the range and see what you think might be your favourite. So that'll be exciting.
Oh, that's awesome. For anyone who's wanting to book in and, you know, participate before November, especially to get that True Colours bandage, can you just walk in or do you definitely have to book?
Look, it's a great idea if you book, and that's really easy. You can just download the Donate Blood app, go on to lifeblood.com.au or call 131495. And that way, you know, you get some information about how you can prepare for your donation and all that sort of thing. And if the centre happens to be busy, then you'll know you'll have a couch. But it's just as easy, particularly if you're using the Donate Blood app, then it's just as easy to go on there and make your appointment and then you'll be ready to go.
Yeah, and I know a millennial like me gets a little bit nervous calling up to book for things, which is so weird considering I'm on the radio, but going through the website or downloading the app just makes it so simple and so easy to book online.
You know, every time you go in and donate, you know, you have the potential to affect up to 3 lives. So it's a really amazing way to kind of spend an hour of your time.
Exactly. Now, for someone who may have just had their COVID vaccine, is there a time frame in between having the shot and donating blood? Is there any wait period that we need to let anyone know about?
Yes, great question. So you need to wait 7 days after you've had your COVID vaccine, and that's just to make sure that you're well and healthy after your vaccination.
Yeah.
If it's just a simple flu vaccination, just 24 hours will be fine. But, you know, that's another good reason to plan ahead. You know, the True Colours bandages are going to be in till the 14th of November, and it'd be great to see some people who haven't donated before come in and donate. So if you're new, come in now, get your True Colours bandage, and you'll be able to show off how stylish and life-saving you are.
Wonderful. So true. And you get a first donation sticker. I don't know what it was with me, but I was like, I need one of those stickers.
Well, now you can have a sticker and a coloured bandage.
Yeah. Even better. Thank you so much, Anne, for jumping on with me today. Again, you can call and book over the phone on 13 14 95 or download the app Lifeblood or go to the website lifeblood.com.au, and we'll catch up with you next week, Anne, for some fun facts about blood donation and all things, given back.
Thank you so much. So that app, Just Donate Blood, is the easiest way to find it, but absolutely, and love to chat again.
Trivia Trial.
This is a game we play each morning where I ask you a trivia question. If you know the answer, all you need to do is call me and give it to me. 1-300-655-922 is the phone number. You will go in the draw to win a $150 voucher to spend at Jensen's Quality Metals if you get it correct. Okay. Discover the beauty of winter warmth with a Jensen's wood heater. The trivia troll question for today: there was a big proposal yesterday. I don't know if you've heard about it, but Kourtney Kardashian is going to be walking down the aisle. Might I add, for the very first time, she hasn't yet. Who is she engaged to? If you know the answer, it's been all over social media and the news lately. It happened yesterday. So who is Kourtney Kardashian engaged to? 1-300-655-922.
Trivia Trial.
It's CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. Who am I speaking with?
Jacob.
Jacob from Devonport. Okay, today's trivia question is, who is Kourtney Kardashian engaged to?
The Blink 182's drummer, Travis Barker.
Oh, congratulations. It sure is. I'll chuck you in the draw to win that $150 voucher to spend at Jensen's Quality Metalworks.
Beautiful. Thank you very
much. Today in history, the thing that happened
thousands of years ago.
That tune just gets me every time. Okay, today in history. Today being the 19th of October, back in 1872, a 215-kilogram gold nugget was found in New South Wales. It was discovered by a German gold miner. It was the largest single specimen of gold ever found. Pretty cool. On the 19th of October in 1985, Blockbuster Video opened for business in Dallas, Texas, for the very first time. In Australia, the first Blockbuster store was opened in 1991 in Melbourne, and the last closed down in Western Australia at the end of March 2019, which doesn't seem that long ago. I remember having wild Friday nights down at Blockbuster trying to pick a movie that you'd binge watch all weekend and then return, and it was like lux if you got a new release, if you spent that extra cash money on a new release. Oh, good old times. Now we just watch Netflix and spend the whole night trying to pick a movie and not actually watching any. Okay, on this day in 2000, The Dish opened in Australian cinemas. The Australian film starred Sam Neill and was directed by Rob Sitch. It was Australia's top-grossing film for the year 2000. And on this day in 2017, New Zealand Labor Party forms a coalition government led by Jacinda Ardern, 37 years old, being the youngest New Zealand leader in 161 years. Very, very cool. And that is Today in History.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. Well, not quite, Adam. Adam is still on annual leave. He'll be back next week. So you've got just me for the entire week. But you know I love free stuff. Like, I froth some free stuff.
Freebies!
So get this number in your phone, 1-300-655-922. Why? Because I'm giving you right now the chance to win a double pass to Northwest Pride's Rocky Horror screening. This is happening this Friday at 7:30 p.m. Not only will you get the double pass, you even get a little prop bag. That warms my heart. With instructions too on how to use the contents in the prop bag. Now this screening is going to be lots of fun. Look, there's singing, dancing. It's going to be very interactive and prizes for best dressed. We also have a promo code if you can't wait to win that double pass. Radio 5 will get you $5 off your ticket. Okay, give me a call now, 1-300-655-922, because those tickets are up for grabs.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that, guys. Just ruined your song there. As you're probably aware, this is only the second time of me running the desk. Sometimes things happen. Anyway, I'm going to play that call for you. You may have already heard a little bit of a snippet during the song. My apologies. But congratulations, we've got those Northwest double passes to see the Rocky Horror Show to give away. It's CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. Good morning. Who am I speaking with?
Corey.
Corey. And Corey, where are you from?
Ulverston.
Corey from Ulverston. And you're calling up to win that double pass to go to the Northwest Pride Rocky Horror screening?
Sure am.
Ah, oh, congratulations. You are the first one through the lines. I'll give you those double passes. Have a wonderful time.
Oh, awesome. Thank you.
You're more than welcome. It is time for breaking dog news. A golden retriever was caught in the act of stealing, but it wasn't an adorable video. And it's now trending and it's gone viral on social media. The 26-second clip was shared on Twitter by user at BeckX28, along with the caption that read, "Caught ya." In the viral clip, a golden retriever is seen standing on its hind legs and reaching its paws out for the food containers that were placed on top of the kitchen counter. You can see and actually hear in the video that the dog's claws have just latched on to the lip in the lid of the container. So smart, golden retrievers, so smart. So it's caught the lip of the lid of the container, pulled it forward, and popped it in its mouth to run away. But before the golden retriever can show proudness and have a cheeky little snack, it was caught in the act by its very own human. Unbelievable. No, what are you doing? The woman, you can hear her say. And she is like mortified the fact that the containers were so far pushed back that the golden retriever is quite large. So being on its hind legs and then the extension of the arm and then the claws as well. She never thought it would be possible to reach that far back for the dog. But I mean, it happened, and there's video proof of it too. The woman, after saying, "What are you doing?" and the dog realizing it was caught in the act, had the most adorable, guilty face. And I honestly think that's why the video has gone viral, because you can just see the golden retriever instantly is like, "Uh-oh, my human caught me. Well, I'm going to be in trouble now." So such an adorable, guilty face. I mean, how can you not instantly forgive this attempt of stealing? There have been known charges made against the golden retriever, but have you ever caught your dog stealing something it shouldn't have?
No, I just want a dog. I just want a dog. I just want a dog. Dog, dog. No, I just want a dog. I just want a dog. I just want a dog. A dog, dog. And I want my dog to be in films.
Hit music. Music.
It is currently 41 minutes past 7, and I've got a special guest in the studio. I've got Emma Everson from La Trobe High School. Might I add, Emma is only 13 years old. In her spare time, she loves to play netball and also is a Navy cadet at TS Mersey. Emma is also a part of the Devonport Food and Wine Festival, hosting her very own elegant high tea and auction to raise money for Warrawee Women's Shelter. Good morning, Emma.
Hi, Ari.
How are we doing this morning? You're a little bit nervous.
Yeah, a little bit.
A little bit. Me too, mate. Me too. Okay, so how did you come to planning high tea?
So my mum is a Soroptimist with Devonport Soroptimist, and they support Warrawee in their fundraising, and so with their help, I guess, we sort of came across Borrowway and then here we are.
Yeah, and you were like, love a high tea, why not? It's happening at the Parranapple Arts Centre.
Yep.
How many tickets are sold?
To be exact, 203.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's not a small high tea, Emma.
No.
That is a big deal, and you've been planning it all, and you're only 13.
Yeah.
That is incredible. That is so amazing. So what time does it start on Saturday?
On Saturday the 23rd at 2 p.m.
At 2 p.m. Awesome. Yep. How can listeners buy tickets if there are there tickets left?
The ticket sales close tonight.
Tonight.
Yes. If you go to Try Booking, and it would be under Supporting Our Sisters, a high tea for Warrawee, or on the Facebook page, the link is there.
Wonderful. Awesome. And how much are tickets?
$35 each.
Oh, how exciting. Now, there's going to be an auction and a raffle. What are some of the items that are up for grabs?
We've got places like the Wynyard Pods giving us places to
stay. In the Wynyard Pod.
Yep.
Oh, it's luxe.
We've got photography vouchers, like family photos.
Yeah.
We've got heaps of different items that people, like businesses, have donated, just like everything mainly you can think of. We've got probably some of it.
Yeah. I love how supportive the Northwest Coast is when it comes to charities and donating items.
Yeah.
Awesome. How exciting. So it's the High Tea fundraiser this Saturday at the Parranapple Arts Centre. $35 a ticket. A ticket's open until tonight.
Yep, 5 p.m.
5 p.m. tonight, with all funds raised going to Warrawee Women's Shelter. And did you want to give a special shout out to anyone?
Nah, I'm good.
No, really?
No,
there's no pets at home, no one at school, a bestie?
Nah, I'm good.
Oh, okay, not good enough. Well, thank you so much, Emma, for joining me this morning and giving me all the details about your awesome fundraiser. As at 13, I'm very impressed and very proud, and I'm sure your parents are very proud of you as well.
Yeah.
Later than usual, but we're going to play this.
Song snag.
It's time for song snag. If you guess the snagged song, you will go on the draw to win breakfast for two at Windows on Westella. Windows on Westella for all your breakfast needs, pretty much. Absolutely delicious waffles, so much more. Plus, you get a free Bicky with your coffee. Delicious. And it's a breakfast you'll definitely look forward to every single day. Okay, the number is 1-300-655-922. If you know this snagged song, give me a call. The snag song is... That is the snagged song. If you know it, give me a buzz. 1-300-655-922.
Song snag.
It's CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. Who have I got on the line with me?
Simon.
Simon, and where are you from?
Sprayton.
Simon from Sprayton. All right. I'm going to play the snagged song for you. Okay, Simon, what do you think the snagged song is?
Scar Tissue by Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Congratulations, Simon. You are in the draw to win breakfast for two at Windows on Westella.
Excellent. Thank you very much.
Run it up with the Coast Best Free Stuff. They see me rolling. It's the CFM Street Team.
It is time to cross over to our fan favourites, the CFM Street Team. Good morning, Renna. Where are you out and about in the CFM Cruiser this morning?
Good morning. Happy Tuesday, Ari. I am here today at Peter and Una Seafoods in East Devonport. We have Crips Master Love on board, the colouring in page if you want to join CFM's colouring competition. And also, if you already ran out of toilet paper, guys, don't worry, because today we have 100% recycled 3-ply toilet paper from How We Roll Co. Eco Home Essentials delivered to your door. I have heaps of free stuff staff today, so come and see me here at Peter and Una Seafoods in East Devonport. This is your CFM Street Team Rena, powered by Harvey Norman Devonport, of course, bidding you free stuff.
Bidding us free stuff. I love it. Actually, on that note, at the supermarkets, why is everyone panic buying toilet paper? There's no need to panic buy. Woolworths, Coles, IGAs will still be open if you're in need of some toilet rolls. Or go see Renna at Peter and Eunice Seafoods in East Devonport. All right, good morning to Takesha. Where are you this morning? Hope Uncle George hasn't taken all your free stuff.
I have gone to the other end this morning, Ari, far away from Uncle George. Unfortunately, I can be found out in the CFM Cruiser this morning at the Penguin Country Bakehouse. On board, I do have fresh loaves of bread, thanks to Cribs Master Loaf. I've got flavoured milk, thanks to Better Milk. I've even got Pizza Supreme flavoured amazeballs, thanks to Ashgroves. And of course, I've got our friends with Benefits Key Tags on board as well. So come and see me and grab yourself some freebies. I'm at the Penguin Country Bakehouse in the CFM Cruiser, powered by Harvey Norman Electrical.
Awesome. Thank you, Takesha. And while you're there, maybe get yourself a flaming penguin.
Hit music. Music.
CFM. It's CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. The phone lines are going off. I think it's for a birthday shout out. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to try answer the phone live.
Studley.
Oh, my God. It's Tiff from Studley. Hey, girl. Hey. Oh, my God. You made my day on Friday meeting you out in person.
I've got girls on the phone and I'd like to wish their cousin a happy birthday.
Oh, wonderful. And what's your cousin's name?
Demi.
Is that Demi?
Demi, yeah.
Demi, a huge happy birthday to Demi. Do we know how old Demi is turning?
8.
Is that 8?
Oh, hang on. 3.
Oh, sorry, turning 3. Well, a huge happy birthday to Demi, who's turning 3. Have a wonderful day, guys.
Thank you.
No problems. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. So cute. A little birthday shout out.
Word sandwich.
More.
Word Sandwich is a game we play every single day. Thea, our helping hand, will give us 2 words. You just need to find the word that goes in the middle of the sandwich. Thea, what are your words for today?
Your words for today are tennis and maker.
Tennis and maker. If you know the word that goes in between tennis and maker, give me a call on 1300 655 922. If you get it right, you'll indeed go in the draw to win a savoury box worth $60 from McCarthy's Bread Lounge in Ulverston. You can go in and taste the difference. Not only that, this savoury box will feed about 30 people.
Word sandwich.
More.
Hello, CFM. Who's this?
G'day, it's Pete here, mate. How are you?
I'm well, thanks. Pete, how are you?
Living the dream. It's not raining, the sun's out, it's good.
Oh, perfect weather. And Pete, where are you from, mate?
Penguin.
Pete from Penguin, absolutely love it. Are you ready to play Word Sandwich?
Certainly am.
All right, your words today are...
Your words for today are tennis and maker.
Tennis and maker. What word do you think goes in the middle of the sanger?
Would it be match?
The word for my sandwich is match. Tennis match. Matchmaker.
Congratulations.
Thanks,
sir. You're more than welcome. You are in the draw to win that savoury box from McCarthy's Bread Lounge in Ulverston.
Cool, that'd be great.
CF.
It is indeed Tuesday, which means it's Tech Talk Tuesday with Richard Pascoe.
Talking tech with Richard Pascoe, the Adelaide tech guy.
Good morning, Richard. All right.
Good morning to you, and all the Adelaide pubs are still talking about you. I just thought I'd put that out there.
Oh, let's not tell anyone about that.
Yeah, just you, me and the listeners. We're the only ones that know that's fine.
Did hit the pubs hard anyway. But drinking responsibly, obviously.
Don't follow our example, kids. We're okay. It's all good.
Richard, stop sharing my secrets. Okay, there's a viral TikTok going around showing a student using iOS 15 live text to copy classmates' notes. Sorry, what? I didn't even know this was a thing.
This is phenomenal. Neither did I until this week, and it's just starting to gain traction now. So there was a writer on Twitter, he was French-based as well, said students are starting to steal each other's notes with iOS 15. And it's kind of genius. It really is. So on iOS 15, on the photos part as well, if you take a photo of any text on there, you can actually copy that text out of a photo. So what kids are doing is they're actually leaning over, and if they've got the brand, I've got to say anything from the iPhone XR up, they're zooming in on kids' notes, clicking the phone, and they've actually been able to copy all the text off it. It's a bit of genius, isn't it, really?
So smart.
It is very, very smart out there. So teachers, be aware of this. And you know what? You've got to go along and say, give them an A-plus for life at the moment. Yeah. They're working smarter, not harder on there as well. But remember, live text is a wonderful feature out there. We shouldn't be using it for evil people.
Yeah. I love that so much of working, harder, smarter, not harder. I kind of wish I had thought of that.
So do I. It's a great idea as well. So, yeah.
And you've also got some news possibly about the new MacBooks that are being released or announced soon.
Yes, Apple and made some big announcements overnight with their MacBooks as well, all MacBook Pros on there as well. I've got the first MacBook Pro with the M1 chip in as well. Best laptop I've ever had, fastest and quickest, but they've announced new ones with even faster configurations overnight. So there's a 14-inch MacBook Pro with the M1 Pro chipset. That starts at an eye-watering $2,999.
Whoa. Cash 16 money.
16 gig of RAM, 512 gig of storage on there as well. And the 16-inch MacBook Pro as well, that starts at an eye-watering $3,749. These are for professionals, people out there as well. There are cheaper options out there, but these are the pro versions on there as well. All of these can be upgraded with more RAM. You're going to spend more money, and up to 8 terabytes of storage on there as well. So
that's,
you know,
massive.
It is, but you know what? This laptop does everything for you. You know, it really. Mine at the moment, if I edit video or audio on there, it takes a tenth of the time that it did on my old laptop. A tenth. So you've got to weigh all that up.
Yeah.
Apple overnight also announced new versions of their AirPods as well that start at $279, add spatial audio capabilities. What spatial audio capabilities? If you're watching or listening to something, the music will be all around you.
Yeah.
Wonderful, wonderful stuff. Improved sound and battery as well. They cost $279. Their HomePod Mini, their wireless speaker as well. They've got 5 new colours on there as well. That's $149. And they've got a less expensive Apple Music plan as well. Now, it's voice only. So what you can do is you can use Siri on it to talk to Apple Music, and it'll play the songs that you want. That starts at only $5.99 a month as well. So there's a few. I've given you some expensive things.
And some cheaper.
Some cheap things as well. So I'm the gift that keeps on giving. Hit music.
I'm missing Adam, to be honest. It's so weird being here without him. Got a whole week without him. He'll be back next week after annual leave. It's a bit lonely. If you want to join me at all, have a chat about pretty much anything, just give me a buzz. 1-300-655-922. Also, if you are experiencing any cold or flu symptoms, please go and get tested. Also, please make sure you are still using the Check In Taz app. All the details and for updates, you can head over to coronavirus.taz.gov.au.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Good morning and happy Tuesday. It's CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. It's me, Ari, solo for the remainder of the week as Adam gets to live his best life and having some well-rested time off, besides the fact that we do indeed have Bernie 10 this weekend. I wonder if his training... I am not going to lie, his dad's going to be very disappointed in me because I have not done anything at all. I mean, now's the time, though. I will definitely go for a walk today. If you are participating in the Burnie 10, have you started training? I think I'm going to be very, very sore.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Another day down without ads. I hope he's having an amazing time on his annual leave. I'm missing him already. I feel like his codependency has definitely rubbed off on me because I depend on him to push the buttons on a daily basis. And I've come to realize it's very hard work. There's a lot of prep to go into producing the show, and I'm not used to it. But I'm loving it at the same time. I hope you are too. I would love to have some more guests throughout the week. So if you want to jump on air with me or chat about anything that you're doing in the community, maybe you're fundraising, then give me a buzz, 1300 655 922. You can also message me on Facebook at CFM Tasmania. Like and follow us there. If you are having any cold or flu symptoms, please make sure you do go get tested. I've been tested 3 times. It's not that bad. For all the details, everything related to coronavirus, you can head over to coronavirus.tas.gov.au. I'll catch you tomorrow morning from 6 a.m. And just a sneak peek, we're going to talk about some cheesy goodness tomorrow.